Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:45, quarter till 8, around these parts, this time of week, we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, president of CEO Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Told you earlier we're going to talk about price versus value and finance and finding intrinsic value in investments. And you said to me, huh? That's why Mark Rosa is here right now to explain. How you doing, Mark?
Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday to you. Let me tell people if they can safely access the Jefferson Financial website at jeffersonfinancial.org. You'll find close to 100 calculators there, absolutely free, that can help you navigate your way through the world of finances.
Yes, sir. All of them free and available to the public. Don't have to log in, create passwords. Don't do anything. You can't break anything. Your computer will be fine. And use those to the extent that you want.
So what is this price versus value, intrinsic in value and investments? What is all that about?
You know, Tom, and when we're going through life, this is around us all the time. And sometimes it hits us subliminally. We don't give it another thought. But from a financial concept, intrinsic value is trying to find the true worth of an asset. And price is seldom the issue. We can find price very quickly. We could pull up a bunch of websites. If we're looking at a stock, we could pull up a bunch of websites free of charge. I don't have to pay anything for it. You're looking right there, and when you're saying ABC stock is selling for $10 a share, $100 a share, and that's easy to obtain. An analyst job, if you talk about people that are working on Wall Street, working all around the world, on that type of, they're on that quest. They want to find the true, I could see what the price is, but I want to try find the true value. And that's where it gets, there's some subjectivity there. And that's why a lot of analysts, once they release their findings, it's like, oh, I've been, you know, holed up under the slab of my house trying to see how much ABC stock is worth. And I think I got it pinned down. And I'm going to issue what I think the intrinsic value is. The stock is selling at $100 a share. But on a good news announcement, it's like, look, everything brought to bear on this, I think it's a $200 stock. It's fantastic. The company's got a long way to go. The stock price should rise. And that they would then issue a buying order. At the end of all of their research, it's usually like a buy, sell, or hold. There's a couple more than that. We'll stick to those three this morning. So it's undervalued, so says one analyst. And if we followed that person's direction and we believed in the mathematical construct that they've undergone to produce that type of result, it's like, great, that's fantastic. I'd love to get into this thing. How many times have people said, you know, boy, I wish I could go back in time when, you know, Microsoft was 8 cents a share and just buy the devil out of it. And I'd be fairly well positioned right now financially in life. Everybody wants that. So that's what keeps the analysts going and keeps these financial firms going. And the whole quest is for intrinsic value. And it came up because I don't know if we talked about this specifically over time, but it came up. All the stuff has been going on. The first person you had on this morning was talking about Tesla and what was going on with Elon and the president, those types of things. And of course, he's been under a lot of stress over the over the spring because he was, you know, helping the president. People didn't like it. Took it out against his companies. And now with the TIF going on, that's going to be further pressure against Tesla, one of his firms. So I was looking a little bit, and I remembered an email that I'd gotten late last year. You and I discussed it just a little while, but it was in November. I looked it up, and I'd saved it. And it says, Tesla, it crossed the $1 trillion market cap level. It is valued more than the next 10 biggest auto stocks combined. Here's a company that was founded in 2003. And the value of the company, what does this mean, a market capitalization? Well, if you woke up this morning and say, you know what, I've got a little extra in my checking account. I think I'm going to buy a car company. I'm going to buy all the shares. So you could pull it up on a Yahoo or Google Finance. You can pull it up on Seeking Alpha, a lot of different financial sites that are free. And you would see a line there that says market capitalization. So if you were aiming at General Motors, it's like, I'm going to take it over. I could run it better. I'm going to do wonders for it. You would have to write a check for about $45 billion this morning, a mere pittance for you, but you'd have a lot of money left over. But you would own, like, speaking about Elon Musk, he did that when he bought Twitter. Just sharpened his pencil, wrote a check, and he bought out the whole company. That's what market capitalization is. It's the price of the stock times the number of shares that are out there. So it signals to somebody, not that so much they're going to do an Elon Musk on it, but if that's how much the company is worth at its current stock price. But there's that intrinsic value that's circling around here. Well, okay, I could see if I could buy General Motors at $45 billion. But again, what is the company?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Worth, and I'm always searching for that intrinsic value because that's what's going to produce a better investment choice for anybody that's trying to manage a portfolio or looking into these things. So I looked up Toyota this morning, about $240 billion. You can own the whole thing. Tesla, again, it dropped a little bit over the last couple of days because of what's been going on in the news. So it pushed the stock down a little bit, but it's still right at $1 trillion market capitalization. So tell me, really, you got a company that opened in 2003, and it's worth, as far as the capitalization, it's worth $1 trillion. And that's, again, quoting the email that I got, it's more than the next 10 largest car companies combined. And that would be something that we'd look at and would say, oh, that I think it's selling for far more than its intrinsic value. And actually doing a further glance at this, it's priced for perfection. And if not long ago, if the move was, you know, what some people would say, in the next 24 hours, we want to get rid of all the gas cars and everybody buy an electric car. Well, certainly Tesla's, that stock would come into to play, or that product would come into play very quickly, because that's what they do. So, but what if something goes wrong? What if sentiment goes away from that? What if the government, like has gone on recently, is reducing their push for that type of product? when you buy one share today, if you bought one share of Tesla stock, you are buying the next 160 years of earnings that is impressed in that company's stock price right now, a little over $200. So if anything happens, if something would happen to the company like is going on now, who knows what tomorrow is going to bring. But if the price dropped so that the company is only worth $500 billion, that's still twice the price of Toyota and 10 times the price of General Motors. So this search for intrinsic value can come by a little bit more easily. We don't have to be all analysts that are professional stock analysts and professional stock pickers. You can kind of look at the free information that's on financial websites and say, why is this company selling at such a high price? A high price relative to the value of other companies that are in the same type of business. And when, again, that price for perfection going forward, people were piling into Tesla ever since it got founded. And early on, it wasn't making any money like most startup companies don't. People were saying, well, I'm going to buy it now because that's like the next Microsoft and it's going to go to the moon and I'm going to make a lot of money on it. I get it. But if something goes wrong to that, the deflation, kind of deflating the current stock price is likely. And that's where you could see that half of the value could be erased very quickly because you're paying for so many years of earnings going forward. And if something interrupts that earnings stream, you're going to see that if people wonder, I've had students before, oh, I invested in a company, it dropped 50% in one day. Oh, well, then that kind of tells you that the company wasn't really priced correctly. It was way in front of its intrinsic value. It was way overvalued. And if it would ever reflect its true value, the elusive intrinsic value, you could lose 70% of your investment very quickly. So I use those examples in car companies because we could see such vast differences. General Motors has been around for over 100 years, and it's 1/20th of Tesla's valuation. So it just kind of puts us on notice when we're looking for things like that, when we're looking for investments, to look around, especially like companies, and you could see vast differences many times when you're looking at these and comparing them.
Thank you, Mark. Very valuable information.
Pleasure,
inside
sir.
Stuff, man. I'm telling you, Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. You can go to jeffersonfinancial.org. Of course, Mark will be back Monday when we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.